because this is how we heal the world. This sounds kind of cheesy, but this is really how we heal the world. This is how we increase the knowledge, increase educating people and help them understand that they are not alone in this. They're not alone. You are not alone if this triggered some of your own symptoms and thoughts around, hey, I might have one or the other or both. Hey, don't be discouraged. So many people suffer from burnout and depression today, and there is help. There are so many tools available. And if you are ready to stand up for yourself and get going, I promise you things will get better. Do you consider yourself a high achiever? Smart, driven, highly successful? I am so excited to have you. My name is Julia Arndt, and I'm the host of the Stress Podcast. I will help you develop your stress resilience the same way you've developed your workplace superpowers. Learn peak performance tools to thrive at work and in your personal life. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome back to the Stress Podcast. I'm your host, Julia Arndt, and I'm so excited that we get to spend some time together today. I'm so excited that you are taking the time to invest in yourself. And I'm so grateful that it is me that you're choosing. I'm so grateful that you are curious to gain more insight and to educate yourself about really important topics in order to foster your own growth and development. So thank you. Thank you for being here. In today's podcast episode, I want to talk with you about a super important topic. I want to talk with you about the difference between burnout and depression. Because as you know, as this is the Stress Podcast, we talk a lot about burnout. We talk a lot about stress. But besides some podcast guests that have definitely told us a little bit about the difference between burnout and depression, I have never recorded a podcast episode on this solo. And I think it's a really important distinction to make. It's really important to understand what the difference is for yourself and for the people that surround you, because maybe you have people in your close environment that might show some signs of burnout or some signs of depression, and you don't really know the difference. So good for you for being here today and for wanting to learn about this. Before we jump into the podcast episode, I want to share with you two important announcements. The first one is that I continue my work with corporations. And if you are someone that works for a corporation, maybe you're an employee, maybe you're a manager, maybe you are a leader of an organization, and you have been listening to the podcast for a while, and you would love to bring more insight into your organization around nervous system regulation, change management, productivity, performance, stress management, burnout. If all of these things resonate with you, or maybe just one of these things resonates with you, I would love to chat with you. I would love it if you would just send me an email and we'll set up some time and we chat. Because this is the work that I am the most passionate about. I love to speak and train people to help them understand that they can take their lives into their own hands. There is a corporate and organizational responsibility, no doubt about that. And there's also an individual responsibility. And I want to help organizations to do both. I want to help them invest in their employees. And I, of course, also want to help them understand what kind of programs and structures do they need to put in place in order to support their employees and their productivity and performance long term. This is such an important topic and such an exciting topic for me personally, because there's still so much that can be done in organizations to support employees feel happier and more engaged. And it has everything to do with nervous system regulation. If you're curious about nervous system regulation, I actually just recorded my very first YouTube video about this on the YouTube channel. So if you're curious about nervous system regulation and you want to learn more about that, then jump over to the YouTube channel after listening to this podcast today and check that one out as well. I'll definitely talk more about this in the future, and I'll definitely talk more about it on the podcast as well, because it's a super important topic. I think, just to say one thing, nervous system regulation has everything to do with stress management. It's basically a deeper look from a neuroscientific perspective on stress management. It is about understanding the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system and how they are in play with each other and what profound impact it has when you are constantly in an aroused nervous system state and you're not balancing it out. And then you get to burnout. And that's what we're talking about today. So nervous system regulation, super, super important topic. I feel like it's becoming a little bit of a buzzword over the last couple of months. So I want to kind of start integrating that into my own work and world as well, because it is what I have been talking about for the last 4.5 years. I just called it stress management instead of nervous system regulation. So we'll talk more about that in the future. But that's the first thing. So if you work for a corporation and you would love to bring the peak performance method into your company, please reach out to me. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while and you've been dabbling with the idea to hire a coach, maybe you feel like you're stuck. Maybe you feel like you'd like to have some more support in finding a new career, in supporting yourself in your current career, in learning new tools and skills that you feel like you need to develop, but you're procrastinating about it, or you don't really know how to. And you are looking for an accountability buddy. You're looking for the real commitment, because you know that only if you have someone by your side will you actually take action. I know how it is. I've talked with you the last time in the last podcast episode about my amazing coach that I've hired a couple of weeks ago, and it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. We are so selfish, not selfish. That's not the word I was looking for. We are so confident sometimes. And I feel like we overestimate ourselves in thinking that we can just do it on our own. Hey, I've been telling myself that for the last 4.5 years. I read all the books and I listened to all the podcasts and I invested in small programs here and there to learn specific skills, right? To learn about psychological trust and safety, to learn how to become a TEDx speaker, to learn how to do business development on LinkedIn. I have invested, but I actually never really fully invested in myself. And that made all the difference. So if this resonates with you and you feel like, oh, this sounds kind of interesting, just reach out. Let's have a conversation. Let's have a chat about where you're currently at, what you're looking for, what your goals are. This is a really important question. And I'm also curious to hear, what are your challenges? What have you tried? What isn't working? We'll talk about all of these different things and then we'll just see from there. So if you are curious about either of these two things, either corporate programs or one-on-one coaching, shoot me an email. My email is julia@peakperformancemethod.com. You can find it in the show notes as well. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. And then the last thing that I always like to talk about before we jump into the main podcast episode today is that I am facilitating a little 30-minute workshop every single week on Mondays. It's called Plan Your Week with Julia, and it is your opportunity to invest for free 30 minutes every Monday to actually set yourself up for success. You learn a new habit, a time and calendar management habit, in order to really get into the weeds of how do you actually feel accomplished at the end of the week. And I love that little group, and it's always different people. Sometimes it's the same people, but it's just so nice to see you there. It's so nice to interact with you. It's so nice to help you and support you. I am so passionate about that subject, and I know when we talk, let's talk about regulating your nervous system again. If you want to manage your stress and regulate your nervous system, you need to create space, because I know that the biggest thing that you are struggling with is your time management. That is why you don't have an hour a day to recharge, to practice self-care, to do something for yourself, because you are completely overwhelmed with your workload. So let me show you a way on how you can take the first step to manage your life. So plan your week with Julia. The link to register is in the show notes as well. And I really, really hope to see you there. And without further ado now, let's jump into the main part of today's podcast episode. Hello and welcome back to the Stressed Podcast. We are going to talk today about the difference between burnout and depression. Now, the first thing that I have to say here is that I am not a licensed professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I am a coach. I am a certified coach, but I am not a medical professional. So I have found the information that I share with you today on the internet as well. And I will give it back and share it back with you to my best ability. And I will sprinkle in my own personal experience. And then if you have more questions, if you want to learn more, if you are not sure what's going on with you, then I highly encourage you to seek a professional and seek professional help. So go see a doctor and have a conversation with them about it. But I think it's important to start the process with a little bit of awareness. So today we're going to talk about what is the difference between burnout and depression. Burnout and depression are actually two distinct but related psychological conditions that can have overlapping symptoms. It is important to note that while they share some similarities, they also have differences in terms of their causes, symptoms, and treatments. And we will look at each of them per psychological condition specifically today and separately. So the first thing I want to talk with you about is burnout. And you know, I've talked a lot about burnout. There's a whole episode that I've published a couple of weeks ago on my own burnout story. I've been doing this a few times now throughout the course of this almost 5-year podcast now. And I feel like the more I get comfortable with you and the more we know each other, of course, the more I share with you as well, right? The more insights I have too, because I've been working on myself and I understand symptoms and signals better, and I see it working with clients and working with corporate teams. And so the first thing I can tell you about burnout is that if you are wondering if you experience burnout, then there is a questionnaire that I have for you. I don't want to go into all of the details again, because I do that in that podcast on burnout specifically. So check that one out if you're curious about my own burnout story, but take the test. Take the test and see if this is somewhat related to you. And I'm also going to say, and this is something that I share in that podcast episode as well, is that in 2018, when I went to the doctor, I got diagnosed with anxiety and depression for a couple of reasons. Number one, burnout was not an official diagnosable disease yet. That started this whole thing, really just started with the World Health Organization recognizing it as an official disease in May of 2019. So almost a year after I burned out. So there were not any other tools available at the time to diagnose me with burnout. I was diagnosed with depression. And when I'm looking through those symptoms and signals here and causes and so on for depression, I know I didn't have depression. I had burnout. But that was what they had available at the time. So that was what I was diagnosed with. So that's why it's so cool to learn about this. And that's why we'll jump into burnout first. So what is the cause of burnout? Burnout is primarily related to chronic workplace stress and excessive demands. It's often associated with feelings of being overwhelmed, drained, and emotionally exhausted due to prolonged exposure to work-related stressors. Now, what is important for you to take away from this definition? Number one, chronic workplace stress and excessive demands. I actually recorded a video, or was it just an Instagram card, around the misconceptions of burnout. I think I did record a YouTube video about that, the misconceptions about burnout. So make sure to check that one out as well. Because it's not always just workplace stress. It can be personal too. So there's a little bit of a misconception there. But what is important to know is that burnout has all different kinds of symptoms. It affects your performance. It affects your emotional health. It affects your physical health. And it affects your spiritual health. So that is burnout. Let's take a look at the cause of depression. So I'm going to have these side by side always, because I feel like that's more helpful than if I just kind of go through all of the different things for burnout and then we'll talk about depression. So depression. Depression is a broader mental health condition that can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetic predisposition, brain chemistry imbalances, traumatic life events, chronic stress, and more. It is not limited to workplace issues. So you see, there's a very distinct difference between the definition and cause of burnout and depression. I'm going to repeat this one more time because I think this is really, really important. So depression, a broader mental health condition, can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetic predisposition, brain chemistry imbalances, traumatic life events, chronic stress, and more. The chronic stress is that little part that we've heard in the burnout, right? In the burnout definition. But that's it. So that's really important. So depression is much deeper, a broader mental health condition. So let's take a look at the symptoms. Burnout. Let's talk about burnout first. The common symptoms of burnout include physical and emotional exhaustion, reduced performance and productivity as a result of that, detachment from work-related tasks, increased negativity toward work, and a sense of reduced personal accomplishment. I feel like we've actually talked a lot about this. So hopefully in your brain and in your head, you're just checking off all of these different boxes. Or maybe you have found my podcast for the very first time, which is wonderful. And I'm so, so excited that you're here to listening to this podcast today, because it's a really important one. And it's really the fundamentals of stress management a little bit, right? To understand these two conditions. So that is burnout. Let's take a look at what is depression. The symptoms of depression encompass a wide range of emotional, cognitive, and physical aspects. These can include persistent feelings of sadness or emptiness, loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities, changes in appetite and sleep patterns, difficulty concentrating, feelings of guilt and worthlessness, and sometimes thoughts of death or suicide. So I feel like when you hear this, and when I read this to you, depression is kind of the next level, right? It's deeper. It's harder. It's interesting because I've been in this field for 5 years, I've seen people with burnout and I've seen people with depression, and depression really goes deeper and requires really medical help and assistance. There, you can work with a coach on burnout. You can't really work with a coach on depression. That is reserved for therapists and medical workers. Is what I believe, but I'm probably biased, right? Because I'm a burnout expert and burnout coach. But yeah, I think, you know, I feel like I can still help people with burnout, but with depression, it goes deeper. And sometimes I work with clients that have both. They have actually been diagnosed with depression, but they know that there is a part of it that's burnout as well. And then what usually happens is that I work with these people as their coach on the burnout related things. And we're really focusing on action-oriented activities towards a better life. And then they also work with a therapist on the deeper things, which is something that I always encourage you to do. There's not much healing that can happen to you. So it's just really good to invest in both. So let's take a look at the triggers of burnout. What actually triggers burnout? Burnout is commonly triggered by work-related factors, such as high workload, a lack of control over tasks, inadequate resources, poor work-life balance, and a mismatch between an individual's values and their job's demands. Again, I'm smiling here. I know that for you, this might be super new information, and I'm super, super glad that we're talking about this. For me, it's a confirmation and validation of all of the things that I've been trying to share with you over the last 4.5 years. So I hope that if you've been listening for a while, this resonates with you. What are the triggers of depression? Depression can be triggered by a variety of factors, including genetics, biochemical imbalances in the brain, major life changes, trauma, loss, and other significant stressors. Again, you can just tell, right? It becomes clear when you're reading and listening to this that depression is really more severe. It's really, really, it's a disease. People need help when they are depressed. It's an imbalance oftentimes, a chemical imbalance in the brain. And so as much as I could coach a person and say, you know, when they are unhappy to practice gratitude and all the things, would be a little bit of a different conversation with a person that's depressed. And of course, it also depends on the severity of the depression, right? And on the cause of the depression. Is it genetic? Is it a hormonal or genetic chemical imbalance? Is it a major life change, a trauma, loss, etc.? I think at some point in our lives, we all go through a mini micro depression. I think we've all been there. In a way, maybe you haven't, and I'm glad that you haven't. You know, I'm thinking about my own life and the loss that I've experienced over the course of my 37 years. And I've definitely had micro depressions. Man, when I went through my breakup with my fiance, I was depressed. I was extremely sad. That was a huge loss for me at the time. And that took me a very long time to recover from it. And I was in a bad place. I was really negative. I was super sad. And even though I had all the tools available, I had already worked as a coach for a couple of years, that was still tough. That was so, so tough. And so, but I think at the same time, it made me a stronger person. It made me who I am today. And it was, you know, in a way and in a sense, a good experience to have. Anyway, let's continue to talk about the differences between burnout and depression. Burnout, how do you rest, right? We'll talk about both. We'll talk about the treatment and we'll talk about how to rest. So burnout, people experiencing burnout often find relief and improvement in their symptoms by taking breaks, engaging in leisure activities, and making changes to their work environment or workload. Treatment for burnout generally involves addressing the root cause within the work environment, setting boundaries, practicing stress management techniques, seeking social support, and potentially making adjustments to work responsibilities. Let's take a look at depression. While rest and self-care can be helpful, they might not necessarily alleviate the symptom of depression. Depression often requires professional intervention, which may include psychotherapy, medication, or a combination of both. Treatment for depression typically involves psychotherapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, or known as CBT, antidepressant medication, lifestyle changes, and support from mental health professionals, family, and friends. All right. I hope this was clear. I find this really helpful. I find it really helpful to have this conversation with you. I think it's always a good reminder to get a little bit more deep around the definitions of these two conditions, because burnout and depression have some similarities, maybe some similar symptoms, but they are very different actually. So in summary, burnout is a condition primarily associated with chronic workplace stress, while depression is a broader mental health disorder with a range of potential causes. Both conditions can have similar symptoms, but the underlying cause and appropriate treatments differ. It's important to consult with a qualified healthcare professional to receive an accurate diagnosis and appropriate treatment for either condition. So, yeah, I hope this was helpful for you today. I'm going to make this kind of a shorter podcast episode today because I just want you to sit with this information, right? There's so many other resources that I have. There's so many other podcast episodes that you can listen to, podcast interviews that I have done in the past. But this is kind of the summary of the two, burnout and depression. If you have any questions for me in particular, don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. If you find this podcast episode helpful and you feel better educated, hopefully, and more clear on what the two types of conditions are, and you think of a person that could really benefit from this information, then I would really, really appreciate it and be forever grateful if you would share this podcast episode with this other person. Because this is how we heal the world. This sounds kind of cheesy, but this is really how we heal the world. This is how we increase the knowledge, increase educating people and help them understand that they are not alone in this. They're not alone. You are not alone. If this triggered some of your own symptoms and thoughts around, hey, I might have one or the other or both. Hey, don't be discouraged. So many people suffer from burnout and depression today, and there is help. There are so many tools available. And if you are ready to stand up for yourself and get going, I promise you things will get better. And you can promise that to the person that you share the podcast episode with as well. So I am just so deeply grateful that you spent some time with me today. So thank you so much for doing that. And if you enjoy this podcast, why don't you leave me a review on iTunes to let me know how you like the podcast? This would be such a pleasure. I would love to read from you and hear from you in that way. So thank you already in advance for taking a minute or two to just say hi and say thank you. And I also really hope that we keep the conversation going. I hope that you will check out some of the other resources, some of my YouTube channel videos, some of the other podcast episodes that I have recorded on this particular topic. And until then, I hope to really see you and hear you again. Take good care of yourself. You are a gift for the world. Don't ever forget that. I send you really big hugs, and I really hope to hear you in the next podcast episode. So talk to you soon.